Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. So happy that you've joined us today, whether you're listening by radio or through the internet in your car or at home. Thank you for joining us. My name is Steve, and I'll be your lead host today and the next 2 days for this month's sports feature, talking about Kobe Bryant. And with me in the studio to help discuss this lesson is Linda. Welcome, Linda.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
We're happy to have you, and we're excited that you're here. We know you have strong opinions, and we like to hear what you have to say when you're with us here in the studio.
Well, thank you for that. And I don't know if I have that strong of an opinion in basketball. I'm a fan, or at least I used to be a fan of basketball.
That's interesting. Let's explore that just a little bit. You were a fan, but you're not anymore. What made you kind of fall away from following basketball?
Well, when I was younger, my father and my older brother, they were really into watching basketball. So I guess it's because of their influence that I also like basketball. But then as I got older, it wasn't that interesting to me anymore. And also, some things about the sport changed too, which...
Ooh. Nice. We can talk about those a little later.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Also with us is Luke. Hi, Luke.
Hey, Steve.
We are happy to have Luke because Luke is from the Los Angeles area, and he is a rabid Kobe Bryant fan. Are you not?
No, you are exactly right. I love Kobe Bryant, and I'm actually pretty excited to be, you know, talking about this article.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are fortunate, friends, because Luke and Linda, they're kind of at odds right now, I have to say. You know, Kobe Bryant is a personality that some people love him or you hate him, right?
That's true.
There's few people that are in between that are ambivalent about Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant is a controversial figure in his personal life and as well as on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about that a little more today, too. But certainly there's no question that he is a superstar basketball player.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. He is going to the Hall of Fame, for sure.
For sure.
No question. And the last 20 years, he was in the NBA, and he called it quits, finally. Luke, do you know why, after 20 years, he finally said, this is it?
Well, I do understand that during the latter part of his career, his performance was slowly declining, which started off with an injury that he suffered. And, he just decided, well, maybe it's time to let the younger ones step up.
Right. Yeah, usually that's what happens. I guess he's in his late 30s now.
That's right.
And he has been plagued by injuries over the last few seasons, and so... You know, he's in pain, and his body's not performing like it used to. As you get older, you lose your quickness and your agility, and things start to ache more. And so 20 years actually is a good run.
Yeah, that's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long career.
I think that must be above average.
Hmm.
You know, you hear of other guys lasting 8, 10, 12 mm-hmm. years, and it's such I'm going to say rugged sport, but your body takes a beating when you're playing NBA basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to condition yourself well and take care of yourself. So to last 20 years in a sport like basketball is not easy. All right, friends, I think it's time to get into our lesson today. Would you please open your advanced magazines to page 28, and let's begin reading the article, Kobe Bryant's Final Game.
Kobe Bryant's Final Game. A magical ending that, even for Kobe, is hard to comprehend. He didn't walk away. He flew away, on the wings of legend, through the clouds of Hollywood, with a final act unmatched in Los Angeles sports history. In a retirement party for the ages, his last basketball game, Kobe Bryant just wouldn't quit. Going the distance. He shot. He shot some more. He kept shooting. shots from the courtside seats, from underneath the basket, on wild drives, off crazy dribbles, back to the basket, feet in the air, hands in his face, shooting forever. He scored. He scored some more. Swishes, layups, three-pointers, fallaways, runners, one-hand, finger rolls, scoring forever. For nearly 3 hours, in front of a Staples Center crowd that screamed and chanted every time he touched the ball, Kobe Bryant played the last game of his 20-year career like it was his first, leaving fans hoarse and numb while leading his Lakers to a 101-96 comeback victory over the Utah Jazz.
Okay, thank you, Luke, for that reading. And let's get into the lesson now. It says a magical ending that even for Kobe is hard to comprehend. So we're talking about the final game of Kobe Bryant's very, very long and successful career. Why is it hard to comprehend, Luke?
Well, I got to tell you, because this particular game, a lot of people called it a fairy tale ending for Kobe because of the way it was played out. Because we'll read to it later. We'll find out more what happens, but you know, Kobe was just so on fire this game.
Yeah, it would be so amazing if he continued his career based on his performance of the last game. I mean, he could if he wanted to, right?
Definitely, yeah.
He could extend his playing time another year or two anyway.
Yeah, but Kobe, it's his call, I guess.
Okay, well, some people walk away. Some people actually don't get to choose when they retire from a sport. Sometimes they're not wanted because they're so old or their body isn't working, and so they just don't have the invitation or the welcome from teams. But Kobe had the choice, I'm guessing, and he didn't walk away. He flew away.
Well, he had the privilege of ending his career on a high, and that's an opportunity that a lot of athletes don't get to do, like you mentioned, Steve.
Yeah. The author, obviously, is a fan. Okay, we're going to see that more and more. So when we talk about like a neutral writer or a neutral reporter, that's not the case today.
No,
we're
going to
see over and over that the writer is using glowing, glorious language to describe Kobe Bryant. He flew away as if he was an angel.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, though, it makes the reader pretty happy, too.
Yeah, it's fun to read.
Yeah.
And he's flying away on the wings of legend. As we mentioned earlier, he is a basketball legend, and he will go to the Hall of Fame with a final act unmatched in Los Angeles sports history. And I had to question that.
Well,
Los Angeles sports history is very storied, has a lot of great athletes in many different sports, not just basketball.
Yes. But with this particular game, he did set some records.
Okay, lay it on us.
Well, first of all, after this particular game, Kobe became the oldest player to score 60 in a single game. The oldest player.
Okay.
At the age of 37.
Okay, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of other sports like the Los Angeles Dodgers. There are a lot of superstars that played on those teams. And even the Lakers, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and the Magic Johnson, and there are a lot of great, great Los Angeles athletes. Kobe Bryant certainly can take his place and be mentioned among those now.
Yeah, he made it.
Okay, so take us into this next little paragraph, Linda, would you please?
Okay, well, it says here, it was a retirement party for the ages, his last basketball game. And Kobe Bryant just wouldn't quit.
Okay, normally when there's a retirement party, it's kind of, there's food, right? And your coworkers from the office will come together and celebrate your last day of work and send you off. But when you're playing sports, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last game, and so they're sending him off. Mm-hmm. And Kobe Bryant wouldn't quit, and we'll talk about that towards the end of the article. Okay, going the distance. This is funny to me. It says he shot and he shot some more and he kept shooting. That is very indicative of Kobe Bryant, right?
Oh, yeah.
He has this reputation of being a ball hog, H-O-G, a hog. Does he not?
He is pretty notorious for that. It's funny because so many people, they encourage Kobe to pass the ball. But, you know, he's, by nature, he's a volume shooter. Like, he loves to shoot. He puts up his shots.
Right.
And that's how he scores so many points.
Yeah. But not every shot, of course, goes in. So he's very, probably I could say, notorious for hogging the ball and shooting and not passing.
That's
and,
true.
Of course, basketball is a team sport, and that's something that is encouraged among team players, right? Okay. Well, he shoots from the courtside seats. That would be probably beyond the three-point arc, right?
Mm-hmm.
Off crazy dribbles, okay. Please help us, Luke. We're going to have a lot of basketball vocabulary, friends, so please be patient with us. If you're not a fan of basketball, some of these words are still good to know, and they're good for your vocabulary. So let's talk about dribble for 1 second. Luke?
Well, when you're dribbling the ball, basically you are bouncing the ball, sometimes while moving. So it's very, I guess, this coordinated motion that you need.
Good, good. And you can dribble a basketball with your hands, bouncing it, or you can dribble a soccer ball, right?
Yeah.
With
yeah.
your feet, and you're moving it along using your feet.
That's right.
Kind of bouncing it off the ground. So, back to the basket, feet in the air, hands in his face. Why are there hands in his face, Linda?
Well, the players on the other team are trying to block him from, you know, making a basket, so that's why there would be hands in his face.
Okay, so these are defenders, right? And a good way to prevent the other team from scoring is put your hands in the face of the person who has the ball so they can't see where the basket is, right? And so even with hands in his face, the balls are going into the hoop.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. And then the author says, shooting forever. That's really funny. It's like this guy is he was born to shoot a basketball, and he will continue to do that forever, into eternity.
Hmm.
Well, he scored, and he scored some more. Okay, now we have this list of vocabulary-focused words. Hmm. What is a swish, Luke?
A swish is, it's a term used for when the ball goes through the hoop, and it doesn't touch the rim. It just goes through, and you hear the sound of the net swishing.
Okay, so the ball just touches the net, and it makes this very beautiful, satisfying sound. If you shoot a basketball and you swish it, it means your ability to shoot the ball is very, very good, right?
Yes.
Because it's perfect, right on target.
Extremely accurate.
Yes. Layups. Linda, can you help us with a layup, please?
Well, that's when you use one hand to make the basket, and it usually bounces off the backboard.
Right. Okay. And I think on page 28, there's a photo at the bottom of the page, and I might say that that's a layup there. Would you say that's true?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's a layup. Kobe's using his left hand.
Mm-hmm.
A three-pointer, we mentioned earlier, that's when you're beyond the three-point line,
mm-hmm.
and you're so far away that you get one extra point mm-hmm. if the ball goes in.
Yeah.
How about a fall away? What is that, Luke?
A fall away is when you're going up for a shot, but your body is actually moving away from the basket. So it's a way to create some space between yourself and your opponent.
Okay. Is there another term for that? Could I say fade away?
Oh, definitely.
Is that
definitely.
The same thing?
Yeah. A fade away and a fall away. They're used in conjunction with
okay.
each other.
Okay. That says runners, one hand. What's a finger roll? Linda, what's that?
Well, it's a type of layup when the ball just rolls off the tips of your fingers, so you're not gripping it.
Okay. Those are really fun to watch for me. I love watching a player just go up to the basket, and the ball just kind of rolls off their fingers, and it just drops into the hoop. It's such a beautiful thing, right?
So beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, for nearly 3 hours in front of the Staples Center crowd, and that's the arena where the Lakers play, The crowd screamed and chanted every time Kobe touched the ball, so they were certainly excited to see this superstar play in his last game, and they loved every minute of it. He played his last game of his 20-year career. Mike, it was his first, and the fans were hoarse. Hoarse, we see that word there. Want to help us out with this, please?
Well, your voice becomes hoarse when, your voice gets rough, and that's after you've been screaming or yelling a lot. So your voice is not normal after that.
Right. So the fans are screaming, Kobe Bryant, and they're screaming so much that it's affecting their voice, and their voice is getting hoarse and numb. And Kobe Bryant led the Lakers to a victory over the Utah Jazz. All right.
Well, I would also like to point out here, because it says his 20-year career, Kobe Bryant, and all those, for the entirety of his career, he spent those with the Los Angeles Lakers. He never moved from team to team, but he stayed faithful to one team.
Okay.
And that's rarely seen in players nowadays.
That's right. That's right. That's very rare to see a player stay with the same team his or her entire career.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's something that changed in basketball. That's one of the reasons that I didn't enjoy watching basketball as much anymore, because of this change, like players not staying loyal to a team, but always moving around or
following the money.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Okay, just a quick note. I think this might be of interest to some of you. Why the Lakers are called the Lakers. I want to touch on that quickly. Luke, help us out with the origin of this name.
Well, actually, the Los Angeles Lakers were not originally from Los Angeles. They were actually from Minneapolis and with the Great Lakes over there.
Okay, there are a lot of lakes up in Minnesota, and it's called the Great Lakes State, or there's the Land of 10,000 Lakes. I think that's what it's called. Yep. And so there's a lot of lakes. That's where the team originated from. And the Utah Jazz. Why would a team be called the Jazz up in Utah? Do you know the story behind that one?
I actually don't.
Okay. How about you, Linda?
I don't.
This team also moved. They're not originally from Utah. They are from New Orleans. Okay, so this team was started in New Orleans, which is very, very famous for its jazz music, right? That's where this team originated. So the Jazz and the Lakers are playing in this final game. Okay, let's take a break and go into our next reading at the top of the right-hand column.
"60 points, not a misprint. 50 shots. Seriously. 23 points in the fourth quarter to lead the Lakers back from a 14-point deficit in the final 10 minutes. Were you watching? At any point, did you find yourself brought from amazement to chills to tears? You were not alone. He clanked his first 5 shots, made his next 5 shots, and spent the rest of the game drawing oohs and ahs, gasps and unadulterated screams from a crowd that wanted him to keep firing. He was putting on a show for fans who had paid thousands for their tickets, just like he's always done. And if you were there, you know the prices were worth it. When his shots sank, he posed and growled. When his shots missed, he scowled and actually froze and yelped loudly after one particularly crazy miss.
All right, 60 points. How often does a player score 60 points in an NBA basketball game?
It is really rare, man.
I don't, maybe has it happened in the history of NBA 10 times, maybe? 20 times? 30? No way, right?
Oh, it is extremely rare nowadays, because it's so hard to, I think because the nature of the game, just everyone is, they emphasize so much on good defense and, just really making it hard for players to score.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be said, however, that in this last game of Kobe Bryant with the Lakers, a lot of his teammates were feeding him the ball. So that has to be said. So 60 points, it may seem very surprising, but he was fed the ball. And what does that mean, Luke?
Well, I guess his teammates encouraged him to handle the ball at all times and to go up for shots.
Yeah. So they wanted this to be a great night for Kobe, one to remember. And so they would pass him the ball, expecting him to shoot it.
Yes.
So he had more opportunity to score. Okay, 23 points in the fourth quarter. If someone scores 23 points in a game, that's really, really good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just did it in one quarter. Hmm. So that's pretty amazing.
The legend.
And
he just had the ball the whole time in his hand. Like, he didn't give an opportunity for other players to shoot the ball.
I do want to emphasize that defense, though, because they were playing good defense on Kobe. So it didn't come easy.
Okay, so the Jazz weren't just letting this happen. They were actually working hard.
That's right.
To stop him. Okay.
That's right.
Well, were you watching? The author asks, at any point, did you find yourself brought from amazement to chills to tears? You were not alone. Were you following this game at all, Luke?
I did not watch it live, but I did go back to watch a replay of it.
Did you get chills?
I most certainly did.
Really?
I was so excited. Well, awesome. I am a Kobe fan, and I am a Laker fan.
Okay,
so
did you cry?
I was
be
so
honest.
I did not cry, but I almost did.
Did you get teary a little bit?
Yes.
So it's true. The author is right.
Were you wearing your Kobe jersey as you watched the game?
No. I do have a Lakers shirt, though.
That's awesome. Okay, so the author is correct. Kobe has the ability to bring people from chills to tears and to amaze them. Well, he clanked his first 5 shots. When you clank, that's not a good thing. It means he missed.
That's right. Yeah. It's a nice way to say that you missed.
There are some other ways in basketball lingo to say you missed a shot. Can you think of another one, you two? How about air ball?
Oh, yeah. If you throw an air ball, then the ball doesn't touch the rim at all.
It doesn't even touch the backboard, right?
No. It just goes straight down.
It just touches the air. Or if you have obvious miss, it's called a brick, right? Oh. You're throwing up a brick.
Mm-hmm.
Brick, yeah. So there are different ways to say that. Well, he missed the first 5, made the next 5, and spent the rest of the game amazing people. And so when people are amazed, they go, ooh, ah.
Mm-hmm.
And we see those words on line 10. And gasps and unadulterated screams from a crowd that wanted him to keep firing or shooting the ball. Let's talk about unadulterated for one moment. Vocabulary focus word. Linda, help us with this.
Well, something that is unadulterated is pure. It hasn't been contaminated. But here it just means that these screams are uninhibited. There's nothing holding them back. They were just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Right. They didn't care who was around them. They didn't care how loud they were. They were just letting go. They were so excited. Well, he was putting on a show for fans. Now, this I have a little trouble with, this next part. People were paying thousands of dollars for tickets.
Mm. Yeah.
That, I think, makes Linda mad.
What a waste of money.
Oh, no.
Not for
when you can see it on TV for free.
Well, people pay good money to see it in person. And it's really for the experience. Like, you're in that environment with everyone else screaming, and it's so exciting.
Okay, we're talking, let's say $2,000. Is that fair for one ticket?
If you're rich.
All right. Imagine paying that. And the whole event lasts about 3 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 for 3 hours of basketball entertainment. Some people would love that if you've got the money.
If you got the money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah. Well, just like he's always done, he's put on a show for fans. And if you were there, I think people felt like they got their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Even at those who paid thousands of dollars for a ticket, they're like, yeah, it was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Linda, finish us up here with this last paragraph.
Okay. So when his shots sank, he posed and growled. And when his shots missed, he scowled. And he actually froze and yelled after one particularly crazy miss.
All right. So when his shots sank, when they made it, he posed and growled like a lion.
Yeah.
So much posturing going on the court. And when his shots missed, he scowled. You know, he made this really gruesome face, maybe like, oh, I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And he froze and yelled loudly, probably at himself, after he missed one shot. And so fans just ate it up.
Yeah. I feel like this last paragraph really paints a good picture of Kobe's, just his character and how he's so passionate about the game.
Yeah.
He really gets into it.
Very true, very true. Whether he makes it or he misses it, he is very, very passionate and very emotional on the court.
That's right.
And we'll see more about that or learn more about that tomorrow. Friends, we hope that you are enjoying yourself. We're talking about Kobe Bryant and his final game, and we have more to discuss tomorrow. So we hope you join us for day two of Kobe Bryant's final game. Until then, my name is Steve, and for all of us here at Advanced, have a great day.